you're always doing new things, so I figured, you know, maybe you could give me some ideas.
Yeah, so you want some new ideas about how to challenge you up, right?
Yes, I want to start this off good.
Okay, come a new year, sounds good. Let's meet tomorrow and we'll get started, okay?
Sounds great.
One player's missing, hold on.
We're just going to sleep through it, okay?
Oh, 4 hours later.
48 hours later. No hug.
Okay, so let's get started. Your first challenge, exercise, right? So now, what I want you to do is I want you to run around the building at least 3 times, come back in, we'll see how it's going, okay?
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm game.
Yeah,
all right.
Do it. Woo! Go. Come on, Joey.
Wow.
Well, that might have been a little too adventurous. Let's meet tomorrow and try something new, okay? Okay. Okay. Well,
hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Nice to see you again. I'm a little overwhelmed from yesterday and everything, so I'm scared what you got today.
Oh, no, don't be scared. Listen, we've got some really good things in store for you. What I got planned is a healthier diet.
All right.
Yeah? And I have number one thing on the diet. Hold on. Future.
Oh, goody.
It's a heaping bowl of kale.
All right. Let's try it out.
Go for it. It's great. What are you doing, Joey?
I don't know if this works for me.
All right. Okay. Let's meet again tomorrow, and I promise you'll love the challenge you're going to get, okay? One more time.
Okay.
Okay.
24 hours later.
All right, Joey. I got something that's right up your alley, okay? Now just sit there, stay, be calm. You're going to love it.
Let me help you out here, Ken. You look like an easel or something.
It is. It's an easel. Now, I'm going to sit over here. You're going to get a paint and a palette. Okay?
Oh.
And take your brush. Ready? You're going to paint me.
Oh, okay. Give me a second here.
Hurry, Joey, hurry.
I'm not sure, Kim. I'm not sure if I'm a budding artist or not.
Yeah, that looks like me. Kind of. Okay, so maybe that was the most adventurous of all. Let's think. Would you like something like a little more tangible? Like, for example, have you ever thought about investing in something that you really love?
Now, that's a good idea. But I don't know many investments or anything. Do you have any ideas for where to invest? Oh, the Qaddafi Center. I can be a monthly supporter for the Qaddafi Center. Now, that is something I can get behind, something that I love, because I would like to support the teachings that help my mind to support it, and everything would be great. That would be the best thing. Thank you, Kim. You're so helpful.
Oh, the sign. The Buddhist Express Financial Advisors. Hot tip. Kadampa Center new member challenge. And to explain the new member challenge, we have our exciting Royden Saw, who's a board member, and he's going to talk to you next.
Thank you, Jill, and thank you, everyone, for being out here today. We could be in a lot of different areas, but everybody has chosen to join the Kadampa Center and listen to the teachings and celebrate the Nobel Peace Prize Award. I'd also like to thank the Kadampa Center players for a delightful way of to find a challenge. It's always creative. So my name is Royden Saw, and I have been a member of the Board of Directors for several years. I'm going to explain a couple of really unprecedented challenges we have. As you may have gathered, these challenges are going on for the month of December. First of all, can everybody hear me okay in the back? A group of members that have been around for a while have generously offered $2,000 to ignite you new members to join the journey. And so let's just think about this. This is some numbers here. We have around 120 new members over the last 2.5 years. Of those 120 new members, 20 have already supported the center by monthly or one-time gifts. So this challenge is really to increase that support. And so they ask that 20 more new members sign on to give monthly or one-time gifts so the center may receive their offering of $2,000. So, again, it's a challenge for the new members to give one time or monthly. So consider that, because it's a pretty nice challenge for the folks that are newly here. If you have any questions, you can talk to Jill, our center manager, and you saw where she is. So I hear you also, there's Jill, I hear you also get one of these very nice mugs for those who give during the month of December for this challenge. Say again, for the whole annual appeal, you get one of these mugs, and this is the third in the series. I have all three of them. And it says, the present is that elusive moment between what no longer exists and what has not yet happened. And it's a quote from His Holiness. And it says, 2018, on the journey, Kadampa Center. So this is a little thank you memento. And then lastly, I want to talk to you. I have a pretty special announcement. So this is unprecedented in the history of the Kadampa Center. How many of you have read about the $5,000 challenge? Okay, a few of you. Thank you. It's truly unprecedented. Glenn and Cindy Dawson, who are in the side right here, thank you, have generously presented us with a very, very powerful challenge. And they will give an extra $5,000 above their existing gift if we can find three other people to join them in giving $5,000. So think about that, because this is a very powerful challenge. The one caveat is this needs to be above and beyond their giving as well. So this will mean $20,000 extra for the Kadampa Center. So Glenn told us that Gary's talk last Sunday moved him, and he and Cindy decided they wanted the center to continue to thrive for many years. And, of course, for the center to continue the teachings, to continue the very special activities, teachings, children's program, all of the things that we have going on, it does take this support. So they understand that without the Light of the Path retreat that we had last year, we don't have it in 2018, we will have a budget deficit of about $37,000. So they really hope that this challenge will help to close the gap in our budget. So again, thank you, Glenn and Cindy. This is very, very special. So, to wrap it up, we don't want to miss this opportunity, so we ask that you look into your hearts and decide what your giving potential is, and think about what this Kadampa Center provides to all of us here. Again, we are all here to hear the teachings, and thank you. We have one last message from our illustrious center manager. Thank you very much.
High energy today. Thank you, Royden. So, I have understood that maybe the new member challenge was a little confusing, so I just want to make sure it's coming, joining the journey with anything, with $5, with becoming a monthly member, one-time support. So we want to make sure that the $2,000 is on the table, and it's not raising another $2,000. It's literally just getting 20 new people from about the last 2.5 years to just begin to give, to make it a habit. That's how we change, and that's how we support the center. So there's slips outside. Let's see, do I have my basket of goodies? Okay, didn't bring that one. That was smart. So there's a pledge form outside by the table, and if you just fill it out with your promise to pledge, then that you get the mug, and then that puts you in the challenge, and we will collect those names and put it in our spreadsheet. Did you also know that you can circumambulate the stupa as part of the, maybe not part of the new member challenge, but part of the challenge? This is Geshe-la's practice he gave us. It's on the website, too. So these pages are available for you to pick up. So last year, and we're still finishing up Mani Mantras, we have, is Patty here? We have 1,700,000+. So we'd love to get to 2 million. So if you're reciting Mani Mantras, go ahead and keep putting them on the website. If you click on donate, you'll see where to do that. And then this year, next year, we're going to, I get confused when I'm doing the appeal. For 2018, we're going to circumambulate the stupa, and as soon as we can figure it out, we're going to have little markers or something outside by the stupa, and then when you go around it, you can just maybe put a chit in a jar, and your kids can do it, so that'll be ready soon. And one thing that's interesting every year is when you go online to Realm to give, a lot of people are pledging, but that's only a promise to pay. So thank you. I'm going to give you $25 a month. Thank you. Now you actually have to give it to us. So it's a little bit of of confusion, and I'm so sorry, but you click pledge, and that's your promise to pay. Then you have to make sure you click give and set up your gifts. If you're giving right now and your gifts and like mine, December 15th, if I set up the new gift and want to increase, maybe 26%, that will increase this month's gift, so you can wait till your gifts are over, set up your giving for next year. If you said give until I cancel, you're good to go. Just let us know that you'd like to do that so we can put you on the spreadsheet and document it, report it to the board and to you guys. And I think that's it. So this is our beautiful entire package for the annual appeal. Thank you for your patience, and now it is over.